Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Shows podcast. This is episode 526. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Try to be aggressive on that one.
I know. Just yell it out.
Yeah.
wake the whole household up.
I think that's a popular, like, if you just yell into the mic, I think that's a popular way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Be like a shoutcaster.
Right. Instead of a podcast, shoutcast.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we may try that out.
Yeah, you say that now, then you'll forget next week.
100%. I'll forget by the end of the show that I'm supposed to scream.
Right. You're going to have to say, goodbye, everybody!
Yeah, I'll forget by then.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it was a good attempt at first here.
Right.
It's a little chilly. I have a hoodie on.
I noticed. Nashville Predators?
Yeah, Smashville. I don't think it's actually cold. Well, it might be cold outside. I don't know. It's just me. As I get older, I'm just a little chilly. A little chill to the bones.
What's your temperature set at in your house? What do you set it at?
68 to 69. Somewhere in there.
Yeah, same here.
But I could, you know, I probably should do a 70. I should probably tick it up a notch. As like maybe every... It's like every 10 years, maybe just take it one more degree up. That way when you're old, it's like 83 in here.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it says it's 37 degrees outside.
It says it's what?
37.
I mean, that's cold.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about instituting a new policy where I don't go outside if it's not at least 50 degrees. For any reason, both personal or professional.
Right.
I'm in the house.
Not walking to your car.
Not doing anything. Not going out at all. Not checking the mail. Not even nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be extra careful when I let the dog out to make sure I don't cross any kind of entry exit door.
Right.
I'll just keep it inside. I don't know. Maybe move to Florida.
Oh. Uh-oh.
One of the snowbirds, you know, go down there in the winter.
Right. Then you have to deal with hurricane season.
It's fine. Put a pair of trunks on and you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Just go out there and get a shower.
Yeah, swim. You can just swim. Be fine.
Mm-hmm. Pressure. You get your pressure washed your body.
Yeah, you squirt some soap on. Take a shower. Make the news. You could be the guy on the news because you're bathing in the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube, TikTok. Not now, though, because everybody's obsessed with aliens right now.
Right.
So, you can't. Now's a bad time to try to do something fun.
Yep.
You think they're UFOs? You want to talk about it?
No, I don't think they're UFOs.
What do you think they are?
Morris spy balloons.
Oh. They're different, though.
I don't know.
These are different. Pentagon said they're different.
maybe they weren't balloons. Maybe they were like drones or something.
Yeah, that's kind of what I assume. I'll tell you why I'm pretty sure they're not actual UFOs. It's because the government told you about them.
Right. Not some conspiracy theory and theorist down in his mom's basement.
Right, because what you don't know anything that happens on the northern coast of Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
They could have done anything they wanted to up there and no one would have known.
Right.
So the fact that they told you tells me that they probably already know what it is.
Yeah.
It also, I think, pretty much is the definition of a drone. It was unmanned. I did see some reports of people from the Pentagon saying it was unmanned and it appeared to be unsteered and also was hovering. So it sounds a lot like a balloon. It just wasn't shaped like one.
Maybe they've used a different kind of device to keep it up in the air instead of a balloon.
It was also high, 40,000 feet.
Damn, yeah, that's high.
Yeah. I haven't yawned all morning. I got on the show and just immediately got tired.
Yeah, your brain's processing the UFOs.
Yeah.
Got too much thoughts going in your head.
Yeah. I don't, it doesn't excite me, but people are going wild.
Mm-hmm.
I do think some of the Photoshop videos and stuff are pretty funny. I see videos of it'll be a view from a plane and then it'll zoom by and it looks like one. And then if you slow it down, they'll have put a couch out there or whatever. People are just putting all kinds of funny stuff in the sky.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Because if it moves fast enough, you can't tell anyways. So I think that's kind of fun. Are you investigating right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to look to see if they have a... Now they're just showing old UFO photos and fake... Or the...
Yeah, there's nothing proper.
The drone, yep.
Nothing proper.
Nothing good. So how was your week?
Oh, it was all right.
Did you play?
I worked a lot, which is pretty common. Work is a little wild right now. As far as playing games goes, I did... So we played... I need to tell this story. This just for... Just so that there's a record of this.
Okay.
So we played Rocket League. For those that don't know, friend of the show Marshall 205, he's pretty toxic in that game, especially.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to talk shit.
Right.
Like he lives for it. He doesn't just get baited in. Like he enjoys it. He enjoys shitting on the other team. But you kind of do it through auto chat most of the time, because if they're on any other system, they can't read your comments. So they have like a quick chat system, but you can still be an asshole through it.
Oh yeah. I've when I play with you and y'all jump on there, I hear him.
Yeah. So he does it every time we play. It's never been an issue. Mm-hmm. We always warn him it's going to be an issue. We get on the other night and we ended up with some real toxic folks.
Uh-oh.
And so they're going back and forth. It's getting progressively more intense, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Now for transparency, I was also using the quick chat feature to stir the pot a little bit.
Uh-oh. Instigator.
Kick up a little dust.
Instigating.
Yeah. But there was a moment where he said something, and I was like, maybe too far. As soon as he said it, I was like, I don't know about that.
Oh.
And then, of course, it's from the show Marshall 205, so then he doubled down with some more things. So he sent this message, and the team immediately said reported.
Oh.
Which, we report people all the time. I'm sure he's been reported a million times.
Mm-hmm.
But he then responded to that with report this dick. Bitch boy, I think is what he sent.
Oh, something. Lord.
Oh, let me get you. He sent me, I forgot, he sent me an actual picture of what he was banned for. He got banned.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And I want to read you what it says.
That sucks.
He said, what's happening? Oh, my, you just make a noise. You have been banned for being abusive or offensive to other players over voice or text chat. You were banned for online play by Psyonix for 49 hours and 51 minutes. So he was banned for basically 50 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sent a snippet of his chat log. So it was his initial comment. Then it was report this dick. And then it was bitch is what he sent. And everything has weird spaces in it because it won't actually let you cuss.
Right.
But I am happy to say that I believe it's finally lesson learned.
No.
You don't think so?
No, not with him.
I think it's lesson learned.
No.
So Tom,
what if you got banned if you said report this eggplant? If you just said eggplant instead?
It was this initial message that got him banned.
Oh.
Which I'll tell you what it says later. I'm just not going to say it on here because people get butthurt about things.
Gotcha.
And you have to know that he was being him. He was just joking around. But
mm-hmm.
In fairness, the other people don't realize that. And Psyonix doesn't realize that.
Right.
I would call the ban appropriate.
Oh.
Just to be clear.
Right.
I'm not on here to say he got railroaded. Now, mm-hmm. Here's what I will say with all certainty is that he has said much worse.
Before.
And not been banned ever before. So, I am interested to see what the ban policy looks like. Is he looking at more time if this happens again? Is he looking at possible...
Mm-hmm. Three strikes, you're out.
Yeah. You know, interesting. So...
So,
happened.
So, did you guys play in any tournaments?
Sometimes since... I don't know if it was the last show. We won a tournament.
Right. He said y'all won a tournament.
So we won two this season, one in platinum and one in diamond. So we haven't we didn't play in any of the night. We got banned, and then we're not allowed to play now. He's still banned. He should be freed up pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that happened. So I played some Fall Guys. I finally got my SpongeBob costume.
Great, finally.
Yeah, plenty of time left. That pass, that whatever it's called on there, the battle pass, it's crazy. So level 100 gets you all your typical rewards. But then it's like after every 30 after that, you just get shards, which are pieces of your crown. But you just get those for every level. And then every 30, it's like they give you something else. But it goes all the way up to level 200, which is crazy.
Jesus.
You don't have to go all the way. There's just a costume, like three or four costumes you won't get.
Oh, on the way.
Yeah. But everything around it's just shards. Once you get to level 100. And they're cool, but level 100 is what I wanted.
Right, because you wanted just SpongeBob, right?
I wanted SpongeBob, and I wanted my money back. And so I got both of those things.
Gotcha.
He hasn't played in forever. I don't know that I'll do that. I don't know that I'll do that one again. That SpongeBob looks good, though. You see how you can see him peeking through his mouth, the face?
Oh, yeah.
I have a face that is all solid black with it also has black eyes on it, and so you can't really see anything. I put that on there, and his teeth go kind of right where those eyes are because it's got little beady eyes on mine, and so it just looks like it's his mouth now.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So the guy on the far left, he has like a variant that's at level 200 that's pretty cool looking.
Oh, the little captain.
Yeah, that's the final one. So I'm not going to complete it, but I did go far enough that I'm happy with where I am. I think I'm level like 70s, high 70s on Rocket League, so I should finish that one no problem. I think on that one you have to make it to 110. It may just be level 100, but just working my way through that as well. And then in the time he got banned, for some reason, I accidentally clicked on Wreckfest whenever we went to go play something else.
Mm-hmm.
I just backed out and I clicked on it as I was backing out. And so I loaded it up, and since I was in it, I decided to play a little bit. And then he jumped in and we played a little bit, and then we played again last night. He's won more than I have. I've been winning also. I mean, for a game we haven't played in actual years, I mean, been winning, which is crazy. But I think I have the same problems with that game I did when I left. I think there's a lot of trolls that play that game.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who will wreck you just so you can't win, even though they don't care about winning.
Right.
And I get that it's a game called Wreckfest, so it's hard to be upset about it. But it does take a little bit of the skill out. So, but it's been fun. I don't think I'm going to stick with it. I don't think I have a desire to stick with it. But it's been fun. And then my Hogwarts Legacy came in.
Oh, yeah.
So I pre-ordered it forever ago and kind of forgot about it. And I forgot about it so much that he did the digital deluxe, so you get it like 72 hours early, I think it was. And he was talking about it and telling me all these reasons I should get it, and I really never thought anything about it. And then finally I was like, you know, I don't know why I didn't pre-order that game. And so I went to Amazon and was just going to pre-order it on there and realized I already had. That was done. I didn't need to mess with that at all. And so wasn't supposed to be here. I don't know what happened. It originally said it was going to be here on Wednesday. Then they delayed it to Friday. Then they delayed it to Tuesday of this week coming up. Then they backed it up to Sunday, and I got it yesterday. My Amazon packages don't ever do anything crazy like that, so I'm not sure what happened here.
Right.
But I did, in fact, get it yesterday. It links to, I'm not going to ruin anything about this game because I do understand that it's new, but you link to the Wizarding World website.
Mm.
And there's you go through a little process on there of answering questions and kind of small little task. And it will sort you in the house that it thinks that you should go in. And then it also will, you answer a few more questions and it kind of designs a wand based off your personality. Yeah, so if you scroll down a little bit, keep going. Oh, you probably have to log in. Yeah, anyways, once you log in, it will take you through the... And it sorted me to Ravenclaw. You do have the opportunity in the game to change what it sorted you as, and you don't have to do this at all. I think the actual hat itself will ask you some questions in the game if you don't do this, and then you can tell it yes or no. But anyways, I left it where it put me. I left the wand the way it made me. And I'm extremely early on in the game, like probably an hour, maybe. It looks better than I expected. It looks really good visually.
Yeah, when I see the trailers and watch on that, it looks really, really good.
Yeah. Also, so far, every door that I have seen either opens or is able to be open. That whole castle is available for you to go through. But there's no fake doors. Like, some of them are locked if you're not high enough level. But if you see a door, you can go through it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy. That just doesn't happen in games. And there's no prompt. You just walk up to the door and push through it. Like, you just keep walking and he'll open it, and it's crazy.
Oh, yeah, that is crazy, because you don't know if the door opens or not. Because most of the time you walk up to a door, you're looking for a triangle or a circle.
Correct. But they all open, so there's no need to put a prompt on them. It looks really good. I can tell at some point, because it looks like you have so many options for spells, that is going to get complicated.
All right, everybody, it's two of any of these.
But as it stands right now, it's still very basic. Combat's pretty fluid. It seems like there are 10 billion things to do. I am playing on baby mode. There is no... I didn't check the trophies before starting the game, but I did Google to see if there was a trophy difficulty or any difficulty level trophies, and there's not.
Okay.
So I played on the mode. I was only going to play on normal if there was any trophies, but since there's not, I put it on story mode, which is what I wanted to do anyways. It's been ridiculously easy so far, but I'm really early on. But I mean, doesn't that look good?
Mm-hmm.
The character models look good. It's just cool. You really feel like you're in that world because you have the entire Hogwarts, and you can go anywhere you want.
Now, are you playing in a headset, or are you playing on TV?
I've done it both ways. I typically will play in a headset, though.
Yeah, because this area, I was going to say the... One of my coworkers, he got it early. He got it Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
and he was playing on Friday. And he was telling us that he, when you go into this little hall right here, it says with his headset, you can hear the echo. It sounds like you're in a hallway or like a big hall like that.
Yeah, it's there's a lot that this game is getting absolutely right. The feel, the vibe, it feels very Harry Potter. Very Fantastic Beasts. You're very much in that universe. And I'm real happy with it so far. I pretty much went full media blackout once they got serious about it actually coming out. So I haven't seen much. I assume everything's going to more or less kind of surprise me as I play my way through it. But it's been really good so far.
So this is set way, way before Harry Potter, right?
I believe that's the case.
Do you get to, I'm seeing him, this guy looks like he's got a different kind of uniform on. Or a cloak or whatever.
It's like full RPG. Like, you are collecting outfits and scarves and gloves and coats and everything.
So you can fully customize your character as you play through?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
It also lets you bind stats to, like, if you like the look of one thing but not the stats, you can actually bind a look of something to another item so that you can still look the way you want. Okay, so many, okay. I mean, you see how good the characters look, and they look mm-hmm. exactly like that in-game as well.
All kinds of different color hair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's got scars on his face.
Yeah, you can put scars in. I didn't do a scar, but I do have that little Charlie Puth line in my eyebrow. That little double line in my eyebrow.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little longer hair. It's pretty good, though. I really like it. If you're remotely interested in that universe, I suggest people play it. If you just want to kill a lot of time, you should play it. I think there's 607 total collectibles or something like that.
Jesus.
It's more than 600. And it's either 600 or 800, but it's or 700. But there's somewhere in there where it's like multi-hundreds collectibles for the whole game. And so it's probably every bit of, if you want to do everything, it's probably every bit of a, I don't know, I might even say 100-hour game.
Damn.
Maybe not that long. Very long, though, I would imagine, if you want to do everything, because everything is hidden. And that's the thing about the castle, is it's just full of hidden rooms and things, and you have to cast spells to be able to do certain things, so they kind of have it gated to where you have to learn a skill before you can obtain certain things.
Right, so you just don't run around and grab everything.
Right, you can't do it that way.
And get all the collectibles.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I am. I'm liking it so far. And I think that was all I played. I think that was the last thing. And again, I'm still very early. So
you guys didn't jump in the Rumbleverse at all? You guys just...
I think we played once for a very short amount of time. His heart is broken.
Right.
So it's a hard sell to get him to play it right now. I mean, he will, but his heart's not in it.
Right. Yeah. If you listen to last week's episode, he was on and he talked about it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess for him, it's like somebody breaking up with him and then him having to hang out with him again.
Right.
Like, he knows it's over. He's still got feelings for him, but they don't have feelings back.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just, like I said, we tried, but I think it was very short and not going well, and we quit.
So when do you think you're going to just delete it off your playlist?
No, I'm going to hold on to it because I want to play it on its final night.
Oh.
Yeah. I want to ride that.
Mm-hmm. Stay up until they turn the server off.
That maybe. I mean, that's probably going to be late, so probably not, but I do like the idea of that.
They'll probably get, I'm sure they'll give you a warning. The server will be turning off in 5 minutes or something.
Yeah, it probably has like a countdown clock.
That used to happen a lot when I played Star Trek Online. On Tuesdays, they would do a server thing at like 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'd be on, and it'd come up. I'm like, damn, I'm right in the middle of a mission.
Something. Oh, when we were playing Minecraft, remember when we got back into it, the server kept doing something weird.
Oh, yeah. Which they fixed it. So I jumped into Minecraft because I saw there was an update. So I was looking at it, like, oh, is it the bamboo and the camels? Nope, not yet.
Bug fixes.
Yeah, just a bunch of bug fixes.
Yeah, I checked to see. Because I thought the same thing. I was going to jump in. I checked to see what the update was, and it was just bug fixes. And I was like, well, that's a letdown.
I know. You've been teasing us with this damn bamboo thing for months now.
Yeah. You've been teasing us with the camel.
Yeah.
But nothing. So I assume that update's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm definitely not done with Minecraft. I just needed a break from it because of all the battle passes.
Right. I think I'm just going to do Minecraft Mondays. I'm just going to play on Monday.
Yeah. The alliteration's good, too.
Yeah, that'll be the game I play on Mondays. So
Minecraft Tuesday doesn't hit as hard.
No. Or Minecraft Thursday.
Yeah, it doesn't slap, as the kids would say.
So I've been just balls deep into Spider-Man.
You were like... I would say you were generally positive last time, but you weren't like overly positive.
Yeah, I'm having fun with it. I'm getting frustrated at some of the challenges, like the bomb challenges and the drone challenges. I guess I'm not good at swinging and climbing up buildings and stuff to follow to get the high enough score to get the challenge tokens or coins. So that's going to stop me from getting a platinum.
I was going to ask, do you care because you want to do it or because you're going after the platinum?
Well,
I
was
already thinking about it.
Well, I was already thinking because I'm popping trophies, but I noticed I'm only at like 50% of the trophies. So I was like, okay, I'm probably pretty far away because I feel like I'm getting closer to the end, but I don't know. You played the whole game, right?
Yeah.
So I'm at where I'm fighting Vulture and Shocker or Electro at the same time.
Yeah, I played that thing so long ago, I don't even remember.
Well, they just broke out of the prison, so the whole city's in chaos. So I've done the district. I've done a lot of the challenges. I got all the backpacks and the pigeons, and so I'm pretty much caught up on all that. I just don't have the whatchamacallit to get the, what's this called? Taskmaster challenges. I have to get more so I can get more tokens to unlock more of the costumes.
Yeah. That was a super fun game.
Yeah, I think I'm about 62% complete storyline-wise, I think it said.
Now, are you thinking about going in Miles Morales pretty quickly?
No, because I don't have Miles Morales.
Oh, okay. So you're going to give it some time.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't like how I have to play as Mary Jane or Miles, though. I do and I don't. And I like it because of the story, but I don't like it because I'm wanting to spiderweb shit and fling all over the place.
Now, I think I said it last time. Miles Morales is a better game.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yeah, so that's the consensus out there. Does it pick up right where this game leaves off? Or is that a spoiler?
Yeah, I won't tell you anything that happens in it. I feel like most people that played it are going to play it, but I know that PC and stuff release is a lot more current than the consoles. But yeah, mm-hmm. It's fun. I really enjoy Miles Morales. I thought the story was better. I think he's better as a character. And I thought, obviously, their improvements to the gameplay were better as well. The first one's, I think, is also a great game, and I think it'll be remembered that way. Mm-hmm. I don't think people are going to go back and change their mind.
Did you change your costume a lot when you played it?
Not a lot. So I had a costume that I liked the way it looked, and then I had ones that I had to change for performance issues.
Mm-hmm.
But no, not really.
Yeah, I pretty much just toggle through different costumes just to play as each one until I find ones I like.
Now, I did play as all of them, though, just to see them.
Mm-hmm. The one with that has a glow-in-the-dark Spider-Man logo, that's what I'm using right now.
Yeah, I like the more absurd ones.
Did you do the punk rock one, the rocker, where he was wearing a jean jacket?
Yeah, you got that denim jacket on.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Looking fresh. Yeah, that's a really fun game.
Yeah. That's pretty much the only thing I played. I jumped in Minecraft to look at the stuff. I tidied up the my downstairs trading post. I was in it for maybe 30 minutes, then jumped back into Spider-Man.
Yeah, I just went over to the update history and clicked on it, and it said bug fixes. So I was like, oh, that's not me.
Jumped in just to see if anybody did anything, if anybody jumped in.
Well, I don't see Friend of the Show Marshall 205 playing it unless one of us are already in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say I needed – this is exactly what happened last time. It's just we played it every night for 6 months, and then I'm like, man, I need to play something else.
Yeah.
We don't do a very good job pacing ourselves at anything.
No.
When we just play something to death until I don't want to do it anymore. And then I've been wanting to play the quarry forever. So finally on Friday night, I'm like, I'm going to play the quarry. He's already playing Harry Potter. I'm going to play the quarry.
Mm-hmm.
But then my package update from Tuesday to Sunday, and I was like, well, there's no point to start it. I'm going to start the quarry for a day and then jump over to Hogwarts.
Right, and be playing that for a month.
I don't even know what was happening on quarry. All I'd played through was the prologue of the quarry, so I'm basically at the very beginning of the game. So I just shut it back off. I actually started it and then just shut it back off. But I still really want to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you still waiting for the PS6?
The 7.
Yeah. So there's no plans to move ahead with the 5 now that they're readily available.
They are and they're not.
They're everywhere. No, they are. I swear, Dollar Store had one the other day when I was there. They're everywhere.
I went to Walmart and they only had the digital version. The Walmart by me.
I've never seen the digital version in the wild. The black box?
Yeah.
Never seen one.
The digital, well, they had one God of War one.
I went to Oak Grove Walmart to get something for work.
Mm-hmm.
They had a pallet of them. They had so many there. They didn't even all fit in the case. They spilled over into that different case, an adjacent case. There were so many of them.
Right next to it, yeah.
Yeah, it's overflowing with them. But you could go anywhere right now and pick one up. Gas station, Family Dollar, Dollar Tree, Dollar General.
So if I go to Dollar General and then I have one, you can buy it for me?
You can complain to management because everybody has them. Rack Room, Hobby Lobby. They're the most available now. I no longer believe anyone that tells me they can't find one anymore. They finally fixed the problem.
Right, but if they're looking for a specific one.
You tell them to quit being a bitch. Just get the one you want.
Well, they can't get the one they want because...
Just get the system, though. All it comes with is a game. Just buy the game. The price is the same. It's not even cheaper.
Right, but someone might not want the game. They might not want to play God of War.
Then sell it.
Or Horizon. That's only two versions, right?
Yeah, I think so. I thought that image that you pulled up just showed a Call of Duty one. Yeah, there's a Modern Warfare one that I'm not familiar with.
I didn't even know they had that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Is Walmart in stock? PlayStation in stock?
But you don't, I mean, the game doesn't matter. Like I said, you could just sell the game. Also, they don't package it with a bad game. God of War is good. Horizon's good. I'm sure that Call of Duty is good.
Mm-hmm.
So worst case scenario, you have a good game that you can eventually play. I've also seen the non-bundles. I've just seen just the raw PS5s, too. Just the regular with nothing.
Yeah, it'll happen when it happens.
Which is never.
No, it'll be.
Which is never.
Damn, this one you get a headset and an extra controller.
That's unnecessary, though. That's how they just get you more money. Nothing's cheaper. It's all the same price. They just put it together for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to buy a second controller, there's no need for it to be white.
Well, here's a travel case with a screen.
Yeah.
It's $1,000.
That's a damn, like in a Pelican box.
Mm-hmm.
That thing's crazy. Just not sure who's playing on the go like that. I also feel like that PS5 would explode in that little compartment. Do you take it out to play? You leave it in that bitch.
I would say you have to take it out to get the airflow.
There's no way it'll overheat. That's the best way I've seen all morning to burn your house down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll get one when it's time.
I mean, it's time, but you'll get one whenever you feel like it.
Yeah.
It's past time, really.
Right.
You got a free pass when they were unavailable, but they're available everywhere.
I get it.
I mean, just so many.
No, I did not buy any Legos. It's been a while.
It hasn't been that long.
It's been over a month.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Like a week and a half.
No, it's been way over a month.
Since you bought that, whatchamacallit?
Yeah, that big jazz club.
Yeah, now when you say a month, are you looking at calendar month, which would be like 2 weeks ago?
No, of 30 days.
Like physical month, not like...
Yeah, physical month. Yeah, like 30, over 30 days ago.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you can go back in my text and you can see the picture.
That's too much work.
No, it's not.
It for sure is. Also, it just creates dead noise on the show while you're looking.
No.
Which is what you're doing.
Right. I'm going through the pictures right now of the PlayStations in stock. They were sent to me.
Like, I can't find one, and they're like, they're just giving them away at Best Buy, just handing on anybody that came in.
Oh, I would love to see that.
Yeah. Well, you could have if you went there. See?
That was a
dead noise.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Dead noise. Mm-hmm.
It's been 2.5 weeks.
No, it hasn't. I'll stop looking. All right, so PSVR update comes out next week.
Yeah, I'm still holding steady.
Still holding? Yep. I saw the – did you see the video of them unboxing it? Have you seen a video of it
unboxing yet? No, I'm staying away from everything.
Until it's time for you to get it?
Yeah. It was January 18th, so in fact, not a month.
Almost a month. And one more week will be a month.
Price is Right rules, though. You went over. So not a month.
Little bit, almost a month.
3 weeks. I mean, yeah, whenever I'm not, like I said, I don't have anybody to play with. I'd be getting it to play alone. And if I'm going to do that, I already have the quest to play alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm good with that. I'm not going to play Firewall by myself. It won't be any fun.
Yeah.
To me, that's a game designed to play with other people. And I do want to play Horizon, but I didn't even play, whatchamacallit, the West, Forbidden West. So, I mean, obviously I can wait to play a Horizon game.
Yeah.
I think I'll get one. I think I'll end up with one. I'm not in any rush. It sounds like it's underperforming what they thought the results would be as far as pre-order goes, too. It's really expensive.
Yeah, you're. I mean, let's say it's the price of a console.
Yeah.
Now, I did see a whole bunch of quests in the case over at Walmart when I was in there.
Yeah. They were only hard to find for a little bit of time. It was very short. Their availability issues were fixed almost immediately.
Yeah. I think now the selling part of it is just because of the price.
Yeah.
It was like the one time I went to Best Buy, they only had a couple of them. Then when I went recently, after the price hike, they were fully stocked.
Yeah. Where are you at on that? Is that a thing that may or may not happen?
It'll be PlayStation first.
Yeah, so never for either one of them.
Then with the Quest 3 coming out.
You do know there's always a new one coming out, though. You use that as your
I know,
excuse.
But when it's that close.
You're like, oh, there's a redesign coming. There's not a single actual real piece of information written about an update for the PS5. Nothing tangible from any credible place.
Right, just all rumors.
Yeah, and you're like, I'll just wait. There'll always be a new thing.
See, my original plan was to buy one of those special edition ones, like the, you know, the Spider-Man was like the red, then the 50th anniversary or 25th anniversary was like a blue.
Yeah.
I was going to wait till one of those came out, but.
What's unnecessary now because they're just selling the colored fins.
Yeah.
So at any given moment, you could just change your PS5 to any color you want.
Right.
So you don't even need to do that. It's like $50 and you can make it whatever color.
So that was my original plan, but now it's not needed.
It's time to just buy one. Just do it.
Well, I'm not going anywhere today, so it won't be today.
I mean, DoorDash that thing.
DoorDash.
Have everyone bring it by.
And order Jimmy John's and have them deliver it. Jimmy John's delivers.
Yeah, they're fast, too. They'd have that PS5 there in probably like 10, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Think of how good it would feel to open that box up, touch it, hook it up. Realize you'll never sit through a loading screen again in your life.
You say that once I load it up, I'll have a loading screen.
No.
I'll have the bad one. Just like when I got the PlayStation 4, it was bad right off the bat.
Well, you're fine now. They've been out 16 years, so they've worked all the bugs out. Like, you're good. But yeah, I'm still just going to hold. I'm going to hold tight.
Mm-hmm. Hold tight on the VR. I'm going to hold tight on the...
You're going to hold tight on everything. I'm going to hold tight on the VR.
The Quest Pro. They took it down with $400.
Yeah, I think that's completely out of my system now.
Yeah, so no Quest Pro, that's out, completely out, gone.
Yeah, I don't think I want... Let me figure out how I want to say that. I no longer feel like the things that enhances will benefit me in any way.
Right.
Now, I mean, if that sucker ended up on the cheap, like if it ended up silly cheap,
like 500,
yeah, probably do make a poor decision and get it. But I will also like to say that I'm waiting to see what the Quest 3 is, because the Pro was designed for productivity and to be used in like office settings and meetings and things like that. So if the Quest 3 is kind of built for games specifically, that may be a smarter choice.
Right. Now, let's say you buy the Quest 3 at $400 and then the Quest Pro comes down to $600 like a year later. Would you think about the Pro? If you already had the 3, like the newest one?
No, I wouldn't consider it. Well, I mean, yeah, if it got cheap enough. I mean, if I saw it somewhere for like $200, I mean, yeah, I'd probably still get it. But I think the controllers for me are the most interesting part of the Pro. I like that they have that weird writing tip on them where you can like write notes to each other and stuff. It's super neat for the productivity side of things, but I've really cooled on it a lot. I don't know. I'm in one of those phases where I feel like I have too much stuff and I need to get rid of stuff. So yeah, those controllers have little tips you can put in the end, little nipples you screw in the bottom that lets you write. Little nips.
Yep.
It's kind of cool. Yeah, I've been pricing some of my video game stuff. Just thinking about, there's so many things I don't actually care about, like I have no emotional attachment to, that sell for, you know, a couple $100. There's just really no reason to keep it. But then I'm like, and I don't even want to take this the wrong way, because I'm definitely not rich, but I definitely, like, I don't, you know, I can pay my bills.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if I sell it, I'm just going to replace it with money. And what do I need to use the money for? You know, if I needed the money, it'd all be gone tomorrow.
Right.
But since I don't, I would just sell it and have the money for it.
Unless you're selling to buy something, which you pretty much buy. If you want something, you're going to buy it anyway.
Yeah, there's not anything out there. I mean, I could do like I did before and make an absurd list of things that I want but won't spend the money on and start checking that list off. But I'm just replacing stuff with stuff, which doesn't actually fix any of the issues of that I have too much stuff. So I don't know. I just, like, I have that chainsaw controller from Resident Evil 4.
Right.
It's brand new inbox, never going to be used, never been used. Completely worthless. Actually, it takes up a decent sized footprint. So it's like, you know, two shoeboxes stacked on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Size wise. I have zero emotional attachment to it. I think someone traded it in at the GameStop that I worked at. It was brand new or converted to pre-owned. I think it just converted to a pre-owned PS3 controller or PS2 controller.
Right.
And so I think I picked it up for like $10. Brand new. Never played with it. And it sells for a couple $100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was a $400 or $500 used that we were selling for when we looked it up last time.
Yeah, it should just go away. I just don't need it. It's one of those things every time that I look up, because I'm like, I don't need that. And there's so many other things that are like that, that I don't have any attachment to. Now, there's some things that I would have a real problem getting rid of, things I do have attachment to.
Yeah.
I was looking, Rob the Robot prices are really getting higher and higher, but I'm like, I also wanted one so bad when I was a kid and finally got one as an adult. And I just don't know that I can pull the plug on that thing.
If you were to sell, would you just sell the robot itself, or would you sell a bunch of stuff with it?
I have the NES that came with the robot, the deluxe bundle.
Mm-hmm.
So I would sell the system along with the robot all in one package.
Jesus. Someone's trying to sell it for $2,500.
What is it? Can you pull it up on the screen? Yeah, that's what I have. I have that bundle. I don't think $2,500 is right. See what the sale price is. It's probably like $400 or $500. If you switch to sold, that's just some dude.
Yeah, well, let me go actually search. Then
fans. have that power set too in the box. There you go. 750, 585. Box only sold for 137.
645, pre-owned.
Yeah. 305, 650.
And you say yours is open?
Or yeah, it's pre-owned, yeah.
Pre-owned. Mm-hmm. My cousin had that. I remember playing with the robot.
For some perspective, I bought that off of eBay several years ago for $300. So I'm not turning like a huge profit on that particular item. There's very few things I purchased off of eBay. Most things I found through yard sales or flea markets, but I wanted that damn robot so bad. And to be clear, Rob's a straight up piece of shit. But I wanted it so bad, and I'm glad that I fulfilled that.
Right. Well, that's what you could possibly do, is sell that chainsaw and buy some other things that you want to get collectible wise.
I don't think I have other things anymore. I think I've moved past that point in my life. I just don't. You know, when I was doing this, and I've talked about this a million times, but, you know, when I started doing it, I was truly interacting with the objects.
Mm-hmm.
Bought a game, I would play it. If I bought Rob, I would use him. If I bought a peripheral, I would try it out. Like, everything I was getting, I was enjoying.
Right.
Now I feel a little bit like I'm robbing people of the ability to enjoy a thing because I have it hoarded up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see a world in which I ever enjoy it.
Again?
Mm-mm. No. Now, I still like when if I go in there and pull a box of games out and go through it, I still get excited.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to play them. You know, just to be perfectly honest, I don't know if I ever see a day where I have a regular Nintendo hooked up that I'm actually playing.
Yeah, I feel you there.
You know, I love it. It will probably always have the fondest spot in my heart for that system over any other. I just don't think I'm going to do that, though. I don't think I have the time, the energy, the space. And I know there's people out there, they're like, you can make time. You're absolutely right. That's not what I'm interested in making time for. Which is also part of the problem.
Of all your old vintage systems, what's the one that's like, that you would, just top of your head, you would not want to get rid of?
I would never sell all of my NESs. I have a top loader NES that doesn't ever give me any issues as far as playing games on it.
Mm-hmm.
I would never sell it. Because if I was going to play an old system, the regular Nintendo is the system I would play.
Yeah.
So I would always keep one of those. I have the Dog Bone controller.
Mm-hmm.
See what that goes for. NES sealed. I have one in box. Complete Dog Bone controller. Two Dog Bone controllers. Top loader. And I would keep that no matter what. I also would hold on to the Turbo Graphics just because I have a lot of memories tied around that. There it is, that one in the box over there. That thing.
Someone's selling $4.
That's a protector. That's just the case that goes around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have that exact one, though. Like, I have that exact box and everything. Yeah, you keep two of those. They feel good in the hands. They don't cut you like the old classics. $55 for a used one.
It's not bad.
Oh, it's not bad.
See, Alan, as I said before, I unfortunately 31.
31 with the box, yeah.
Did not have any of the systems. My brother had all the systems.
Type in NES. Go back to eBay.
Okay.
Type in NES top loader. So for $60, you could get two controllers. I'm going to tell you how to do it if you're interested in these old. Old systems.
eBay sometimes.
There you go. $222.
Mm-hmm.
Cheapest one I see. So, and then you got $30 tied up in two controllers. $300. You have an NES that won't let you down, that won't fail, with two controllers. And you're ready to start just enjoying video games. $235 with a gun and two controllers for the top loader. You know, these are... I try to always tell anyone that asks me, like, if I you want to get into playing old games, like, that's the system you should buy. It works. You don't have to blow in your cartridges. You don't have any issues. It's a very small footprint. It's about the size of an NES game. It's very little.
Here's one for $180, three remotes and 24 games.
Yeah. It does have a lot of bids, so it's going to get competitive, but yeah. There's $375 in the box. Buy it now. That's how you should get started if you're interested in old Nintendo games. So, and don't sleep on the dog bone controllers. I know you grew up with the square ones, so you got a soft spot for them in your heart, but don't sleep on them. They're better.
Yeah, it feels better in your hand. That I remember that square just digging into your palm.
Yeah, the dog bone is a better controller.
So it would be the NES for you.
Yeah, and I would keep the TurboGrafx too, just because I have a lot of memories of my dad. Mm-hmm. I did sell my original, but I was able to get a couple of them. I would keep at least one TurboGrafx that I would never, ever play, and one NES that I might play. But I don't think I'll ever play.
So I have a guy that I used to know back in the day. Worked with him. We hung out a few times. He had a Dreamcast. And this is when PlayStation, let's say 2000, I'm trying to think, where was I at? Was that Journey? So maybe 2005. He had a Dreamcast. Well, he traded the Dreamcast to my brother for a stereo system. And my brother was getting rid of a stereo system. And it was like, you know, two 10s in the box and the actual stereo. Mm-hmm. And he had it for a while, and then about a year later he just stopped talking to me. Wouldn't return text messages. I would see him, he'd just ignore me. And even to today, 20 years later, still will not say nothing to me. And his wife told me, because I've seen his wife told me that he was mad because I talked him into getting rid of his Dreamcast.
Damn, he's still holding it, huh? Still holding on to those feelings.
Yeah, I talked him into trading his Dreamcast to my brother.
Do you feel like you did do that?
No.
You won't take any ownership?
No. No, he was talking about that he wanted to get a stereo system, and then my brother was wanting a stereo system, and then they talked, and they traded the Dreamcast.
I'd like to get this guy on the show. I'd like to hear what this animosity he's been building up for 20 years.
Now it was a Dreamcast with like a bunch of games. I'm talking about like 40, 50 games, controllers. It was like the whole bam. It was a lot of stuff.
I traded a skateboard for a Sega Saturn with a bunch of games, and great deal. Never thought again about the gentleman I did it with. No thoughts. Maybe he's upset. Maybe he's not. I don't even care.
Mm-hmm.
He proposed the deal. He knew that I used to skateboard. And when I say used to skateboard, I mean I owned a skateboard, so don't get carried away. He knew that I owned a skateboard, and it was a relatively nice skateboard. I mean, I probably had $100 in it. It wasn't anything crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I skated on it very little.
Yeah.
And he had a Dreamcast that he was never going to play again because it was old at that point. And or Saturn. And so we did a little swapsies. This was when I was in college, so a long time ago. And it's a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I still have that Sega Saturn, and I bet he doesn't still have that skateboard.
Right.
Now that I don't care if he loses his sleep every night still over the situation. I would never give it back to him.
Now that guy doesn't work in the same department I work at, but we both work for the city.
It's time to get him on the show and bury the hatchet.
No, he won't. That dude straight up ignores me every time.
Now, what if, this is crazy now, what mm-hmm. if you bought him a Dreamcast? in 2023 and gave it to him.
Oh, he's probably already, he probably would turn around and already bought one.
He hasn't bought one.
He might have.
He hasn't. There's no reason to have one. It's just a big olive branch is all it is.
Mm-hmm. Nah. I'm okay with it. Friendship.
Well, I'm half the show and he has my invite to come on here and air out his grievances. I mean, so work through it to see if it really was your fault. I would act as a neutral third party.
Mm-hmm.
I would hear your side, maybe even have your brother on. I hear everyone's side, and then I make a ruling on what happened.
He wouldn't even come on. He's that mad at me.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think if he had the opportunity to end this once and for all and realize he was right, or he, you know, in his opinion. I think that he might consider that, but it's fair. Again, to be fair, we have to have all parties involved to hear all stories uninterrupted.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to remain cordial, and I make a ruling, a final ruling on whose fault or who, how we arrived at where we are today.
Right. Which we're not going to get the full thing. Cause it's been so many years ago. I'm sure someone's going to forget.
Details you have.
Yeah. Someone's going to forget something.
Work off the details. That's my job, though, to sort through it.
Right.
We treat it like a court of law. Maybe we stop doing this show altogether. We allow people to come on with a dispute, and then we take care of it on air. It's like people's podcast.
Right.
People's court, but a podcast. Neither one of us are lawyers or judges and have no legal background.
We're just mediators.
Yeah. The mediators.
Mm-hmm.
Dispute settler, great name. You just come on here with your argument, with your dispute, whatever it is. We hear both sides from both parties, and then we make a determination, and at that point you agree by coming on the show that it's over. At that point what we decide is that's how we move forward.
That'd be interesting to see.
The mediators every Tuesday 8 a.m Look for it on all your podcast services.
Have to have dramatic music.
Yeah, the little dun 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 dun.
Mm-hmm. Have to change up just a little bit so we don't get copyright sued.
We'll get a narrator that's like the plaintiff. We won't call him that because, again, nothing legal about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Maybe we'll call it Whose Fault Is It?
Whose Fault Is It Anyways?
Yeah, no, I think you're getting sued again now. Yeah, but you apply to come on. You both parties are ready. We hear your sides of it. We make a ruling, and that's it. No interruptions, no arguing.
Just take it or leave it. With
two people who have no bearing on your life make a decision for you. We'll workshop it a little bit, but I like the idea.
Yep. He'll forget about it before the end of the show.
I've already forgot about it. One of my better ideas, I think, though.
Of one of the thousand ideas. You've had.
I'm an ideas guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder if you went back and listened to all the episodes, all the ideas you had, and you're like, damn, I wish I would have kept that one, or we should have worked on that one.
Here's the thing I know about me, is that if I went back and listened to every idea I've ever had on the show, I'd still think they were all good.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't probably hear any of those and be like, that's not a good idea.
Right.
Because I think all my ideas are good.
Yeah, all the different names of different podcasts or...
Yeah, or games. Video games, yeah. Hot Dog Hunter, a classic, a staple. Yeah. Yeah, I still think that I would think all of those are a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Every idea for a show, every idea for a business.
Right.
Every idea for a game, I still think they're all great.
Yeah, because you missed, you said you did not listen to last week's, right?
I did not.
All right, well, there was an idea that was thrown in there. So you're going to miss it. No, you're going to miss that one.
Yeah.
There was an announcement.
Oh, I already know. I got a play-by-play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know what you said on the last week. We recorded one. We lost it. And you recorded a separate one with the show Martian 205.
Yes.
And then, I didn't listen to it, but he recapped the entire show for me as we played games. So I don't even need to now. And I know about your announcement.
Okay.
Yeah. But no secrets around here.
Mm-hmm. No secret rooms or anything.
Yeah. safe
room. No Freds.
No, I didn't do that either. I don't have that kind of dedication. So yeah, let us know about that new show idea.
Mm-hmm. Tell us your thoughts.
Yeah. Beef squashers.
Beef squashers.
It's kind of gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. I look forward to it.
Yeah, hearing everybody's comments.
Yeah, the pilot episode coming soon. That's all I got.
Yeah, same here.
Stomach kind of hurts a little bit.
Are you hungry?
I think so. It doesn't feel like a bad hurt. Just kind of like mm-hmm. a reminding me it's there, you know?
Right.
And don't forget about me.
Right. You don't really snack at night too much when you play games.
I've tried to get away from it. I wouldn't say I don't snack at night. I definitely do. I just need to not.
Mm-hmm.
Need to get the weight back in check.
Oh, it's changing a little bit?
No, I mean, it's consistently been where it's at now, but it needs to consistently be 30 pounds lighter. So, it's not getting worse. It's just not getting any better.
Yeah. So need to use that Peloton.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I do. But I haven't.
Get that $5,000 piece of equipment not being used.
I don't think it costs that much.
What the original price wasn't it? Or $3,000?
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever original price was.
Yeah, it's expensive every month. I know I pay for that every month and don't use it. It's higher than a gym membership.
Oh, yeah, like all your other memberships you have that you don't use.
I cancel.
Or subscriptions. Else. You got rid of all your subscriptions now?
I got that Rocket Money app, and it tells you everything you're subscribing to, and you just hit a button to cancel them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That thing's cheap, too. So it also keeps up with all your finances and tells you when you have bills coming due. It's great.
Mm.
But yeah, I canceled everything that I wasn't currently using.
That's good.
Yeah, except for Peloton.
Yep.
Because I'm going to use it.
Yeah, it's a game on there. You should play it.
Yeah, I'm going to use it. Any day now. That's all I got. I'll have an update on Hogwarts Legacy. A little more in depth by next week.
For sure. And you said Marshall 205 is playing it also?
Yeah, he's about 6 or 7 hours. Yeah.
And how much is it to beat the whole game?
I don't know. I was just a 50. Guess. I've never even looked it up. But I know that he will he'll get there way before I am. He plays. Yeah. He'll still do like an all-day marathon of a game.
Oh, yeah.
Probably a couple hours here, a couple hours there.
All right. Well, I guess that's it tonight. If you would like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our socials at @game_stitch. You can follow me at Hofn Show, HOFNSHO on Twitter. That was episode 526. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night. Oh, good night.